Horror Stories Podcast.
Opening. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge number 250, where I post the topic to the site and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week is actually two topics, eye drops and It's Just Magic. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories that were sent in, and first out of the gate is Xerxes Ninetales. He's new to this kind of thing, and, well, he didn't record himself writing the stories because, you know, you got nine tails, you're always chasing your tail, and when you catch the tail, have you ever seen a cat write a, no, they got tails, and I just don't want to get into it. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and send these over to the midget. You know, he wrote two stories. It would be nice if people, if they're going to send in so many stories, record them. But no, I'm not going to get all. Don't start right off with the whining. Here, let me just get the midget going.
Heart pounding makes my arms and legs jump with every pump. Can she feel it? The sound in my ears is maddening. Whoosh, whoosh. It feels like a runaway train. My God, can she feel it too? Is it shaking the bed, or is it just me? How long can this continue? Can't sleep. Open an eye. She's still there, asleep. Good. Feeling like I want to jump out of my skin. The terror. But it's only my heart, throbbing, beating, careening like a speeding car out of control. Two words flash in my mind. Slowly. Don't panic.
One more. Come on. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to get any Cheerios until you're done. Here, read this one.
I once knew this fellow, a genius on many levels, who held advanced degrees in biology, chemistry, and physics. He could explain in minute detail the myriad ways the elements could form molecules, and molecules could form proteins, and these could create self-replicating chains that carried information from one generation to the next. His name isn't important. He collaborated with giants in the field, but never got the credit he deserved. Perhaps it was because of one firmly held belief. His faith would not relent. On his deathbed, when asked what made life possible, he said, "It's just magic."
Thank you, Xerxes Ninetales. No, stop counting on your tails. Just one, two, three, four. Wait, no, did I count that one twice? Oh, dude, you gotta, now that you're in, you can't get out. All these people who don't come back, no, they ignore them. No, you're the one that needs to be coming back over and over and over and over. By the way, if you couldn't understand a damn thing that the midget said, go to the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll also know what the next topic is going to be. It goes in the upper right corner. It's WordPress templates and all that. It's kind of cool. It's automatic. I don't need to remember that crap anymore. Next up is Tom, who's been telling you all of his secrets about how to write 100-word stories, or at least how he writes them. Maybe those techniques will work for you. Let's hear what he's come up with now that he's been asked over and over again how he writes 100-word stories. Let's see what the result is. After all this week of soul-searching, what does he have on the subject of, well, whatever. I've already forgotten what the topic is. I'm on to the next topic already. That's how far ahead I am. I never kept my mind in the here and now. That's where I failed, I think.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called A Change in Perspective. Blind Melon Chitlin was sightless since birth. The doctors at the Mayo considered him an excellent candidate for an experimental retinal treatment. The nurse applied eye drops and wrapped his face in a micropolymer to prevent any oxidation. He quietly played some Robert Johnson. The chief resident watched him for a bit, then asked, "How do you do that?" Chitlin replied, "It's magic." As a surgeon cut the wraps, he said, "So is this." The first moment of sight for James Lewis Brown was filled with a ubiquitous hospital green, but for him, it was the color of heaven.
I like that one. I like that. I know, I swore I wouldn't go all, "Oh, that was good." I would be equanimous. Is that a word? I don't know. Let me ask Sarah Palin. I would be equivalent, that I would be fair and reserved in my judgment of each story as they presented themselves, because that would skew the voting, that would skew your opinions, that would get people jealous and angry, which makes things more interesting, and maybe you'll fight it out in the comments. I haven't seen... Why? People don't write in the comments. I don't know why. I don't know why. What am I doing wrong there? Do I need a CAPTCHA in there to frustrate people? I mean, I'm getting all of these spam comments. Are you guys actually spammers? Is that what you do for a living? I don't know. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Zach Men. Now I remember the topic. It's eye drops and it's just magic. You know, I had to hear it in a story. Man, it's too early. I should be listening to Dan Numbers. Instead, I'm doing this. What am I doing? Here's Zach Men.
I have a riddle. What do you call an MP3 player that fell in warm chocolate bark? On second thought, never mind. I just hope you have good taste in music. Anyways, I remember how much you like candied bacon where chocolate mixes with bacon, and ufta tacos where lefse is used as a taco shell, so I wanted to mix mom's favorite food, fish eyes, with lemon drops. I take some sugar, corn syrup, fish eyes, and stir them together, saying, "Double, double, toil and trouble." Then pour into candy molds. Soon, just like magic, a new treat.
Okay, dude, that's just so tempting. You know, when I go on my Sunday walk, if my knee's going to let me, I'm going to brace it, because my knee is just a mess. It just went out on me Friday. I did not do a long walk Saturday. You don't want it. You know, I'm somewhere between 203 and 205 right now. Problem is with the weather, it's too cold, and when it gets cold, my joints hurt. And man, with that freeze over Friday, you know, just boom, the knee went. Oh, man, it sucked. But, dude, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to get my draft little, my Shop app going here. Okay, here we go. All right, we've got bacon and, well, candied bacon. Oh, man, all right. I'll have to go down to a different aisle for that. So candied bacon and chocolate and ufta and lefse. And there we go. And fish eyes and lemon drops and sugar and corn syrup. Okay, there we go. All right. So, I'm going to need candy molds, too. Although I could use ice. You know, is it okay to use an ice cube tray? I don't know. I don't want to mess them up. All right, we're going to have some of that. Yeah, this could be good. All right, so I know what I'm going to get when I shop. Thank you, Zach Man, for that recipe. Next up is Danny. Now, Danny wasn't, you know, he kind of skipped 1 week, but we're going to forgive him for that. Yes, we will. And by the way, folks, if you do miss a week and you're like, "Oh, I don't know what to do, I feel a little bad," take your time on it. You know, post it, you know, send it to me and I'll post it midweek. The secret with Tom's midweek stuff is that some of it is actually based on earlier weekly challenges. So he's doing catch up. He's challenging himself to do that. The challenge of a challenge. You know, it's like level of a level, like that in introspection. What was that movie? Injection, Introspection, Inception. I don't know. Starts with an I. Here's Danny.
Welcome, my children, to another poorly produced entry using my crappy podcast player. Well, here it is, my entry for weekly challenge number 250, eye drops, and it's just magic. I'm sure you're just going to love how I mix these two topics in my own, well, you know, negative manner. Oh, before I forget, I want to personally thank all of those vicious children who consistently post pointless comments in every section of Yahoo.com. You are truly the douchebags of humanity. Yet I digress. Weekly Challenge 250, here we go. I woke up one morning. My eyes were clouded. I could no longer see. I put some eye drops in my eyes, and just like magic, once again I could see, only to be horrified at the state of the world laid before me. I saw death and carnage in the name of religion. I saw the politicians speaking for the people while shooting them in the back for standing up to their naked power. Thanks to my magic eye drops, I saw the world for what it is and promptly gouged out my eyes. Wow. Now that's just magic.
You know, I think that's positive. I think that's kind of a way up with people kind of, because that's dealing with reality. Yeah? Okay, now I'm depressed. I'm just going to go microwave a whole pizza. Microwave pizza? Oh my God, that's disgusting. Yes, I know. Which is kind of, you know, one of these days, Danny for April Fools, the April Fools episode is probably going to do, oh yay, duckies and bunnies and unicorns and rainbows, or a unicorn duck. Is there such a thing? Probably if you jam a chicken bone in its head or something. Thank you, Danny. Look, if you can record. If it sounds, you know, use your sound quality, whether it's good or bad sound quality, to your advantage. Go back to the old William Burroughs stories and the recordings and the cut-ups. And what really kills me is that when you listen to them on CD, you actually lose some of the noise, which was part of, you know, the presentation. His vocal quality was enhanced by the lesser fidelity of his recording systems. So, that's just my way of it. And the early, and the very early episodes, almost 6 years ago of this podcast, I haven't put much into it. In fact, I've got a professional microphone set up in the other room, and yet I insist on using this headset. You know, this headset sounds pretty reasonable, but when I listen to it, it's not that great. And I don't even have great hearing. So, Don't let what you perceive as a negative get you down. Use it. Use it to your advantage. Just my way. I mean, if you look up at your ceiling and you see all these nubby, crubby, zubby things from the spackle, it's a pattern. It's art. Make imperfection part of the routine. Now we move on to the nuclear family, the ultimate nuclear family. First up is Chris, the nuclear child. Then we shall hear Stephen, the nuclear man. And then we'll hear nuclear grandpa, get off of my podcast. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Here's Chris.
First, I wanted to make something to help the blind. The reporter smiled. Your famous invention? Just magic eye drops. They let blind people see for a day. But I still wasn't satisfied. Just magic eye drops? How isn't that enough? It was quite an accomplishment, I said. However, I wanted to achieve something greater. I wanted to find a way to make a better world. Have you had any luck? The reporter asked. Some, but I've had problems getting enough Play-Doh in orbit, I said as a rocket lifted off outside.
the age-old problem of science. It's just so hard to get Play-Doh up in orbit. Now, Chris, I'm going to give you a little secret. In my postgraduate studies, I focused solely on that problem. And I came up with a solution which was far, far too crazy for these so-called NASA scientists to embrace. Even the Europeans couldn't handle it. My God, those wacky Iranians and those Indians and the Japanese and now all these other countries getting up in space, they couldn't handle it either. And that secret was, you launch a rocket to the moon and you convert moon rock into Play-Doh. There's water up there, right? And all Play-Doh really is salt and water and a little bit of flour. And really, moon dust? Yeah, okay, it's close enough to flour. It's not green cheese. And you can mix that together to make a kind of concrete. But if you add enough water and you keep it in a slurry form, I think you'll find that it's pretty close to Play-Doh. Anyway, that's my little secret. Maybe one day, to send up one rocket, a Play-Doh making device, and then have the Play-Doh harden and put enough intelligence and little nanobots in there so that the Play-Doh becomes more Play-Doh construction factories until the entire moon becomes a giant Play-Doh thing. And then the problem is, of course, you have to re-terraform Mars to become a squeezy thing to extract and become a noodles and all that stuff. All right, now that I've completely confused everyone, here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
The general nodded at the top science advisor. Show! Zombies! Sweat began to soak the curls of her hair. Yes, sir, zombies! She held her breath. The country's defense lay in the hands of this pompous man. Sir, it's a virulent, rapid, mutating cancer, causing extreme hunger. There are high concentrations in the eyes and no eye drops to stop zombification, is there? That's 'cause they're magic. No, sir, but I'm sure that we can find a scientific solution. The general slammed his hand down. Enough science. It's magic. He sat back. It's just magic.
Thank you, Stephen. The feeling in my heart is just magic. There's your quote of the week, folks. Go ahead and snip that out. Make that your ringtone. I won't do it for you because I am lazy. Speaking of lazy, we have another one from Michael who didn't record his story. Not that I'm going to get all huffy and puffy and blow your house downy over folks not recording their stories. I say in the weekly challenge topic postings, hey, if you can't record or don't want to record your story, go ahead and send it in anyway. We'll have the midget record it for you. And even though it's 7:20 in the morning and the midget usually likes to sleep until noon, I don't mind waking him up. I just mind when he bites. Here's Michael's story.
I've grown tired of the game we singles play trying to corral a male at the singles bars. So I took it upon myself as a chemical engineer to develop a self-administered solution to assist singles in selecting the applicable male after a hard night of positioning, conjecturing, and manipulating. You simply squeeze 3 eye drops into each socket, and every member of the opposite sex appears to be completely irresistible. Beer goggles are no longer needed. One caveat, when first light falls upon the trophy at arm's length, extreme disbelief may result. Good hunting.
Oh, tasty. Thank you, Michael. Midget. Here, we're just going to put the midget back in his cage. All right, let's see who's up next. 6 out of 6. Now, let's see. What's he called this week? We've got Vincent. We've got Fricker. We've got Trazabite. We're going to call him
the sun. Oh, he is in the center of our... Crap, what's it called? Alright, it's not galaxy. It's not... solar system. Okay. You know, it. We ought to come up with a different name for that. Is it just system? It's been a while. God, I used to be so into astronomy and stars and all that stuff when I was little. Then we moved into the big city and never saw stars ever again. Sark. The island of Sark apparently is one of those enforced dark islands where if you go there and it's at night, you can see all the stars, or you get on a big boat. Problem is these cruise boats always leave all the lights on and it's always a party, so you don't get to see the stars. It's crazy, man, I tell you. Oh, well, there's water slides. Here's Vince with... Fricker, I tried... Whatever the hell he is this week. Here's his story.
You're listening to Terrazabyte. Here's my 100-word story for week 250. Remember those X-ray glasses you could order from the back of a comic book? You know, the ones that would allow you to see through walls or even through clothing? For experimental purposes only. Today, scientists have come up with an eye drop that will finally do just that. Allow true X-ray vision. They work like magic. Just put one drop in each eye and behold. I looked at the first person I saw and she wondered what I was doing. So I told her. Wham! 30 minutes later, I woke up in X-ray with a broken nose. It worked!
Oh, dude, now you gotta get that broken nose. Now you gotta get that checked out and... dude, the ice pack and the bandages. This is not the weather to have a broken nose in because, you know, all the icky and the... Ooh. Oh, well, I feel for you, man. And thank you for that story. I should probably have music playing in the background while I'm rambling. So, speaking of rambling, okay, I may have posted the links to these two sites. Okay, one of them is BiteTheHairyMango.com, and that one's a crazy one from the Sofa Starship people. I'd never listened to the Sofa Starship people before, but this guy, oh man, because he was mentioned by Frank Key of Hooting Yard, who's just off his rocker. And then when I heard that, Frank Key from the Drabblecast, I'd heard him before on it, and there was this one episode that was just god-awful, and it made absolutely no sense. It was not really up to Frank Key's ramblings. Anyway, if you hear the rambling that I do in between these stories, this is nothing compared to the scripted madness and beauty of those two. So give them a listen, in addition to all the people that are in the sidebar of the show notes, everyone who's ever been a part of the weekly challenge. Next up we have TJ. TJ and you know, television without... Okay, I was going to say television without pity, television without mercy. I was going to come up with something. I don't know. But anyway, here he is. And by the way, there was actually icicles here in Houston. I posted up a photo. I did. And, you know, TJ's going to say, well, we had all movement stopped. We were one below Kelvin. We were superconducting. All those power problems. Well, we're all superconducting up here. Ha ha ha. Show off.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and I'm glad you asked. How do I write 100-word stories? Well, I look at the topic and let it bounce around in my brain for a week, alongside working at a newspaper and rehearsals for this production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf I'm in. I'm playing George. We go up in April. Then Saturday rolls around, and I haven't come up with anything, so I curse my own inadequacy as a human being and knock myself out with a crowbar. I come to at about 11:15 p.m., I punch in any damn thing, and that's pretty much what you're stuck with. Enjoy! This week, I came up with witchcraft. You're gonna love this, he said, opening the garage door. He had a giant... Well, the only thing I could call it would be a cauldron. A cauldron in the middle of Middle West suburbia. He was making Super Bowl chili, cooking down sides of pork, shanks of beef, bags of beans, and rich, ripe tomatoes in a complex blend of spices. The smells filling the room were delicious, savory, amazing. He dropped some ice into my drink as we took in the glorious sight. It's like magic, he said, except nothing happens. Not true. We all helped it disappear.
Ha 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 ha. I love that punchline. You know, I should come up with a reference site for punchlines to finish off 100-word stories when you're not sure of how to end it. I think I should stop thinking so early. Thank you, TJ. And I'm just gonna lean back, and I've been laying back on the sofa with the headset on, and it's cold, and I'm wrapped up in about 50 blankets. None of the cats are awake yet. They're all on the bed. They just, we don't want to do it there. And I look out the window, and I see a trash bag that I need to take to the dumpster, even though it's cold out. And then when I do that, I'm going to do something else, I'm going to do something else, I'm going to do something else. And then, you know, it's noon, and the pre-Super Bowl, pre-hype will be on, and I just don't feel like, I don't care. I don't even know what the teams are in this week. Weren't the Jets supposed to be doing something? I don't know. Maybe there's the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl was earlier this year, I think. Which kind of makes sense because you don't. The Pro Bowl is for the players on the teams that didn't make it. So you got, you know, the problem is, if you've got two teams in the Super Bowl and they've got, you know, the best teams, they've got the best players. And so most of the Pro Bowlers you would think would be on the Super Bowl teams. So then you've got second and third and fourth stringers. And you're not going to just say, well, these guys suck. Because they're the best, well, the second best of the best, which is not bad at all. Because, you know, there are millions of kids playing football every year and all you get are a few thousand who wind up playing at the professional level every year, so maybe 1,000 or something. I don't know, how many teams are there? 32 times 45. So 32 times 45, so about 1,300, I guess. 1,400, plus all the ones who are, you know, injured, reserve, the ones who get caught, you know, gambling or juicing. So you got a few. Plus you've got the whole joke of a college system. You know, you've got tens of thousands of professional players on that level as well. Have I rambled enough? I need to stop rambling. Here's Norval Joe with his story. And here comes the harmonica.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 250 with a prompt of eye drops, and it's just magic. My story is called Ice Giants.
Help me, Murgot, Gunnert called outside the kitchen door. Cursed I've been, out here by the woodpile.
Not to worry, Gunnert, Murgot said, and slammed through the door. Probably it's just magic. Wear off soon it will.
Nope, Gunnert sighed. Fixed it is on me. Every times I picks up this firewood, I drops me drawers.
Yep. Cursed stupid you be, and only magic you needs is a belt, Murgot laughed and listened to the wind.
I hears little people in the frozen banana forest.
I like to eat them bananas, Gunnert said.
Murgot nodded. I like to eat them people.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ha 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 ha. I like to eat them people. Maybe that'll wind up being a topic one week. I don't know. By the way, folks, if your topic doesn't get selected, you can still write on your topic and send the story in as a double shot. Or, well, this would have been the story if it had been my topic. We could do that one week, you know. Have people, the challenge, do like a weekly double challenge where you do the topic for the week, and then you do the one that you would have done if you had won, if people would have appreciated your story. They weren't such pig-headed duty heads.
Speaking of pig-headed duty heads, here's Planet C.
Yes, I am blind, but I can see you just fine. You look confused. Let me explain. In my youth, I was the victim of a malicious prank. My eye drops were replaced with acid, and my eyes were burned out. The elves gave me this silk blindfold, which allows me to see. I don't know how it works. It just works by magic. And it allows me to see better than I had seen before, when I still had eyes. However, with this blindfold, I cannot blink or cry. I see everything. And what I see cannot make me weep.
And that's it for the weekly challenge on 100 Word Stories this week. Eye drops, and it's just magic, a bunch of stories we got in, and a bunch of stories you have listened to. Be sure to go to the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, to, well, let's see, what's all that's there? You can see the topic for next week, which I'm just going to give it away, marbles. There's links to people's sites. You can vote for your favorites. You can see the text of the stories. You can see who has been a part of the weekly challenge long, long ago. And you can go to their sites and write them, harass them, and say, come on back. Not that they ever will. And let's see, there's a link to the Facebook, which is just a copy of everything that goes out on the Twitter feed, which is supposed to be a copy of everything that goes out over the site and the RSS, but you know that. Yeah, it never works. If anyone is really good with the Facebook and really good with all that, you know, the WordPress is not posting to Facebook through the feed. I tried doing it through the... I tried doing a cleanup. What a mess, you know? It doesn't like the embed tags, so Facebook doesn't like podcasting. You can't post it to a page. What a drag. I'm just... whatever. Probably look up and see just 500 apps that do it. Zuckerberg. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and... as always, keep it brief. Closing.